Okay. Another day here in terms of just trying to, you know, get things in place with the roster, practice squad, kind of figuring out what we're doing here going into the week at the same time. You know, really getting ready for Miami from a game plan standpoint. And, you know, as I said yesterday, I mean, it's always tough to go on the road in this division and, play down there at this time of year. It looks like, you know, Miami's played well in their preseason games. They've got a lot of weapons on offense. They're a big physical defensive team that has good speed and athleticism with their linebackers and defensive backs. And, much improved in the kicking game from where they were last year. So be a big challenge for us. And, you know, we got a lot of work to do to get ready for a team that, you know, has quite a bit of volume with their scheme offensively and defensively. They do a lot of different things that you have to prepare for, and that'd be challenging as well.
Well, how challenging is it to prepare for a team for the season opener, especially when a team like Miami has a new offensive coordinator and a guy like Reggie Bush, where you're kind of limited in what you can gauge from preseason games?
Right. Yeah, I think that's, this is always a really tough game to prepare for, but, you know, particularly in this specific case for all the reasons that you mentioned. We can go back and look at all the things they did last year, and some of those may apply with Coach Sperano, and, you know, I mean, I'm sure he had a lot of input into things, but, you know, with Brian Daboll there now, I mean, he has some new ideas, how much they'll retain from last year, how much they'll put in new, how many new things they have with a player like Reggie that they haven't shown, that's a big question mark too. So no question from a preparation standpoint, there are a lot of possibilities, and we know that they won't be able to do all of them. We just don't know which ones they'll do or which ones they'll feature. And from a game plan standpoint, that's difficult. You kind of have to be careful. If you have, you know, too many things for something that they don't even do, then you end up wasting a lot of time on that. And if you have not enough for something that they do a lot of, then you could be caught short, and that could be a problem too. So it's definitely, from a preparation standpoint, it's a little bit of a guessing game going into this opening game when we just haven't seen them run their best stuff under really gotta have it conditions yet.
Bill, it's Mike Reese of ESPNBoston.com. I'm curious how you would describe how the safeties are used. A lot of times you hear people ask the question, who's the free safety, who's the strong safety? How do you view the way the Patriot safeties are categorized?
Well, I think, Mike, that, you know, that categorization, which I think is really it's a very interesting question that you bring up, but I think, you know, that to put safeties in that category was the way it was, you know, many years ago when you had a lot of two-back offenses and one safety traditionally played closer to the line of scrimmage and another safety traditionally played, you know, in the deep part of the field with, you know, the Paul Krauses and the guys like that. And as the game's evolved over the last, I'd say the last 20 years anyway, offenses have done a much better job of trying to make your strong safety play free safety, make your free safety play strong safety, not let your defensive players get comfortable playing where they want to play and make them play where you don't want them to play. So, you know, defensively, that's kind of made the defenses transition into getting away from that a little bit because, you know, again, the more unbalanced you are, the more you have one guy who plays one way and the other guy who plays the other way, the more the offenses try to reverse that on you and formation you into situations where you play them the way you don't want to play them, or you have to make, you know, tough adjustments to get it the way you want it, and that causes some other problems. So I'd say the short answer is I think that in our system, we've always taught our safeties both positions that if they're on the strong side of the formation or on the weak side of the formation, to learn how to play both of those, because inevitably there are going to be times when the offenses are going to do that and force you to do that. And then sometimes we, you know, by game plan, adjust that from week to week on what, you know, specifically we want them to do. And sometimes we can control who's the strong safety and who's the weak safety, but a lot of times we can't. And so they really need to learn both responsibilities for when it gets to that point, which, like I said, inevitably it does.
With the way your safeties are now, do you feel like you're closer to that ideal, maybe?
Closer to
having both, whoever ends up being on the field, both players have the potential to play both spots?
Yeah, I think that's the way it's been for, you know, I'd say about the last nine years or so. I mean, from when it was, you know, Rodney Harrison and Eugene Wilson, even though Rodney was more of a strong safety and Eugene was more of a free safety, you know, both of those players could play both positions, you know, to a degree. And, you know, kind of ever since then, we've always, I mean, again, for the reasons I just talked about, you know, we've tried to have players on our team that have some degree of versatility, because, again, the offense force you to do that. So do I think it's perfect? You know, I don't know about that, but do I think that both players are not both, but all of our safeties have some degree of flexibility to do that? Yeah, I do.
Bill, one thing you talk about is judging a player only on what he shows up with this year and then kind of moving forward, you know, as opposed to the past. Has Deion Branch come to camp and put himself in a position to have the kind of production maybe he did last year, specifically at the end of the year when he kind of caught fire a little bit?
Well, I think Deion's had a pretty good camp. Hasn't missed any time at all, and that was something that he wasn't able to do last year. He, you know, we had to manage him a little bit in practice, but he was I think in good condition. He took you know, certainly his share of reps out there in training camp. I thought he looked good doing it, and you know, I think he's in position to, you know, based on what I've seen so far and what he's done in training camp and preseason, you know, I think he's, you know, ready to have a good year. Works hard, you know, gives us good leadership at that position. Very smart player, instinctive player, knows what to do, does the right thing, and is very dependable. I think everybody in the organization feels, you know, good about counting on Deion. He's a very consistent guy every day. Every time the ball's snapped, you know, he almost always does the right thing, does it the way you want him to do it. And, you know, we all have a lot of confidence in Deion. So,
Bill, would you like to see a third tight end added to this group?
You know, we'll do whatever we can on our roster to improve the team at any position, whatever position that is. So wherever we get the opportunity to improve the team, if we can, we'll try to do that.
Take a final question for Coach Belichick.
So how would you describe Brandon Spike's offseason and preseason up to this point, and do you think he's going to be ready for week one?
Well, I couldn't really describe any player's offseason. We didn't see any of the players in the offseason. So,
more preseason, I guess you could say, in the camp.
Well, I thought Brandon, you know, got off to a good start in preseason, and then he missed some time, and so he's a little behind with the time that he missed, but he's back on the field now and working hard on you know, getting back, his conditioning and all the, you know, his timing and all those things. So we'll see how quickly he can, you know, he can get back to where he was at a few weeks ago. But it's unfortunate that he missed a little bit of time because he was doing well. But he's back out there now and looks like he's doing okay now. So we'll see how quickly he can get back up to that level, that speed.